He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the April 14th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, San Diego, California. Well, let's see. We're off to a pretty good start here on this Monday morning as retail sales come in a little bit hotter than expected. We like to see good news on the economy, especially when the market's been so volatile as it has been here recently. We have the Dow up 73 points right now. The Dow is at 16,100. The S&P 500 is up almost 10 points, 9 points call it, at 1,825. We have the NASDAQ up 18, and of course that's where the most damage has been done here over the last 5 to 6 weeks. The NASDAQ is at 4,018. Gold is up a half a percent today. Gold is at $1,326 per ounce. I show crude oil at $103.54 today as energy stocks continue to do very, very well in 2014. The euro is at 1.38, and we have the 10-year yield at 2.63. How about the rally in the bond market this year? Is it a real deal, or is it just a flight to safety? Is it a parking place? Is it a safe haven for scared money right now? It appears to me to be a safe haven for scared money. And I'll bet the U.S. government is happy to see all that buying of all those bonds that they own that they can sell to you, because I still don't see a good future for the bond market, despite this little temporary respite in interest rates rising over the last 5 to 6 weeks. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And as I've said many times here this year, this is not 2013 by any stretch of the imagination. This is a very difficult year in the market so far. It's been a massive upheaval. It's been a massive rotation out of this and into that. And into that and out of this. And it's been quite turbulent at times. In fact, one of the most turbulent sector rotations I've seen in a long, long time. As we count the take the body count right now, here's where we stand on some of the former leaders in the market. The NASDAQ, or the biotech sector, which I showed in my newsletter over the weekend, is now down 20% from its late February high. I also showed that the biotech sector has now landed on its 200-day moving average. However, there's no guarantees that it will stop there, because the next sector I'm going to talk about, the internet sector, has actually dropped below its 200-day moving average. Again, these are last year's leaders. These are the ones that took us to the dance last year, the ones, the sectors, the stocks within those sectors that were, that enabled us to rack up big gains in 2014 or 13. And as you know, I have absolutely no exposure whatsoever to these sectors at the current time. The internet sector is now down 16.2% since its early March high. I mean, we're talking just 1 month period of time, 16.2%. The internet sector would include such stocks as Yahoo and Google and Yelp and TripAdvisor, former high flyers that everybody wanted to own in their portfolios, and now suddenly they're being avoided like the plague, and they continue to be sold off and hammered. Will these sectors return to leadership? You know, in my experience in the market over the years, very seldom do I see a former leader come roaring back and resume leadership once again. It takes a long time. It may be years, in fact, before these stocks regain their leadership. They're going to have their bounces along the way. They're going to have their rallies along the way. But as far as leadership and hitting new highs and leading the market, I personally don't see it in the cards. You do whatever you want to do. I have a hard time seeing these stocks roaring back and assuming the leadership role once again in the market. The social media index, Twitter, Facebook, TripAdvisor, Yelp, this is the one that's been hit the hardest of all. It's now down 22.4% from its early March high. It too has broken below its 200-day moving average. This is where the real thrashing has really taken place, along with the biotechs, along with the internet stocks, and along with the pharmaceutical and drug stocks. Last year's leaders are now at or near the bottom of the heap. In fact, when I showed over the weekend the sectors ranking, the sector rankings right now, you'll find the internet sector second to last out of 66 sectors. When last year, it was second from the top nearly the entire year. That's called sector rotation. That's called vicious sector rotation. For that reason, one of the biggest reasons I developed my app is so I could spot and notice when sectors were starting to rotate and so that I could act accordingly. And you can see in the app, you can tell, you can watch, you can look at the newsletter archives what the leading sectors were the entire year of 2013. And you can see when they started to come unraveled and now where they sit and who the new leaders are. That is so critical and so vital in investing, in my opinion. Now, you could say, well, what about index investing? What about all this active management? Your app, Bill, tends to favor active management. Yeah, it does. It doesn't favor index investing at all. And if you think you're better off just sitting tight in an index, let's go back to the 2007-2008 bear market when the index was down 50%. I'm talking about the S&P 500 index, 50%, just sitting tight in an S&P 500 index. So you have that important question to answer. Do you believe in passive investing? If you believe in passive investing, then the two most important theories of passive investing or the two most dominant styles of passive investing are one, index investing, which you have to have the stomach in index investing to withstand a 50% downdraft. We just saw that 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Or if you believe in passive investing, then you have to settle with an asset allocation, which last year, while the market was up 29%, a 50-50 bond stock mix was up 6%. So you have to give up a lot in order to spread your assets all over the world. Yes, you're going to lower the volatility. You're not going to see a 50% drop in your asset allocation portfolio. But you're also not going to have a 25, 30, 35, 40% year either. So it's a trade-off. I'm a guy that doesn't believe in either forms of passive investing. I'm an active investor. And there's going to be times when there's going to be a little bit of pain in the market. Now here's my observations too over the years. When the market starts to get dicey, I find out who the real investors are. And who are the ones are that can't take any pain whatsoever? And I would say this to those that people in the market that can't take a 10 or 15% downdraft in the markets or in their accounts, then they have to reassess their risk portfolio or they have to reassess their being in the markets at all. You know, there's alternatives that offer guarantees, but you give up a lot on the upside. That's the trade-off. You can buy an indexed annuity that guarantees you'll never lose money on the downside. But you're capped on the upside. Your little sports car can only do 35 miles an hour when you've got the pedal to the metal. That's the trade-off. And over time, if you look at the long-term average of the indexed annuities that are protected on the downside, you're looking at about 5 or 6% per year over the long haul, doubling your money every 12 years, but with no pain. Okay, so if you want a pain-free ride, it's going to cost you big time. You have to decide. I can't decide for you. Each person has to do some soul searching and figure out what style of investor they are. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Of course, you know, the real big question out there is, with this sell-off in these leadership areas of the U.S., specifically the biotech sector, the internet sector, and the social media sector, is this the end of the five-year, one-month-old bull market? Or is the money going somewhere else? The money that's leaving, that's gushing out of these areas of the market, is it just rotating and going somewhere else? Because if you look over the last 5 years and 1 month of this bull, it hasn't been the same areas of the market that have led the market the entire time. It moves around. I liken it to passing off the baton in a relay race. A tired, exhausted runner who's just been running like crazy for 440, whatever the meters are now. We used to do it in yards when I was in track. Now it's meters, okay? And the times are all different and everything. But still, they run a lap, and then they hand it off to another guy. Fresh legs. Energetic. Is that what's taking place in the market, or is the entire market exhausted? Well, that's what I addressed in my newsletter once again over the weekend. Now, let me just give you some startling statistics here. While the biotech sector, or let's say the social media index, is down 22% over the last 5 to 6 weeks, Brazil, as measured by the exchange-traded fund EWZ, is up 25%. Maybe you could say the money going from the social media stocks, the money leaving Facebook and Twitter and Yelp and TripAdvisor and Yahoo, is going to Brazil. One's down 22%, one's up 25% during the same period of time. I look at Australia, way down under, a company rich with natural resources, a country that really roared during the commodity boom when China was really taken off. I see Australia breaking out to new highs, while the NASDAQ has been breaking down recently. I go to the Far East, and I look at an exchange-traded fund of Hong Kong stocks, EWH, and I see a market that broke out 2 days ago while the NASDAQ was breaking down 2 days ago. Could it be that money is moving overseas out of a bloated U.S. market? A U.S. market that's led the world for the last 2 years and has left everybody behind in its wake, in its dust? As I look at the action in the market last week, NASDAQ down 3.1%. Latin America up 1.7%. S&P 600, small caps, down 3.1%. Emerging markets up 1.2%. You see, there seems to be a little bit of a theme here. There seems to be a movement of money overseas. But we need to dig into this just a little bit deeper before we pull all of our money out of U.S. stocks and throw it overseas into the international markets. Now, this isn't the first time that this has happened. This is my 20th year in the business. I've seen many years where the international and foreign markets were the place to be, and the U.S. markets were left behind in their wake. Of course, that wasn't the case last year. It was the U.S. markets, and I told you to avoid the foreign and the emerging markets like the plague. And that was good advice. And the year before that, I said the same thing. As China, Latin America, Asia, bludgeoned, Russia. Now guess what? We're seeing a little bit of not sector rotation, but we're seeing world and country rotation. Let's take a look at where we are year to date in the markets. The NASDAQ is now down 4.2% year to date. Of course, certain areas of the NASDAQ are down much more than that, as I showed you in the first quarter of the show. The Latin American market now is up 2.56%. That's now a 7% differential between Latin America and the NASDAQ. Emerging market small caps are up 2.5%, while U.S. small caps are down 3.4%. That's another 6% differential between international small cap stocks and U.S. small cap stocks. I'm also seeing money flowing into the natural resource areas of the market, an area of the market that has been completely left behind for the last 2 years of commodities have been totally bludgeoned. Gold's up 6.6% so far this year. Not a roaring, rip-roaring rally, but a rebound in interest, a renewal of interest in the natural resources. Oil is now up 9.7% since the beginning of the year. And, of course, the bond market has caught a lot of the scare trade. A lot of the money leaving the markets has also gone into the bond market. But I believe that that's a temporary parking place. I don't believe that's somewhere where you want to park over the next couple of years. But this movement to the foreign markets looks very, very, very interesting to me right now. Is it possible that the U.S. markets storm back and resume command of the world markets again? I say it's hardly. I don't see it happening. It's just not likely. It could happen, but it's not likely in my opinion. You know, earlier this year I was writing newsletters about Montezuma's revenge and how to avoid those Latin American markets. Well, guess what? They're finally now waking up and they're on the receiving end of money flow, all right? Now, I have three major ways of really telling where the money's going in the market by using my app. Number one, it's asset classes. Is it precious metals? Is it commodities? Is it bonds? Is it foreign stocks? Is it U.S. stocks? The big major areas that we have to choose from in as it relates to asset allocation. I rank that on a daily basis. The second biggest way I have of telling where the money's going, and this is the key one this year, is the index rankings. I have 66 indexes around the world, from all the way down in Australia to up in Canada, to Sweden, to Brazil, to Singapore. They all have their own little markets. And as we rank those indexes now, the U.S. has been number one for 2 years in a row. It's now number 33. It's mired in the middle and it's falling. And while the U.S. is falling, indexes all over the world are rising. When we come back, we'll identify some of those indexes that are on the rise right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the best stocks and it's the best countries now. Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Where in the world is Waldo? Where in the world is the money flow going right now? Because U.S. markets are now underwater for the year. The S&P is down almost 2% year to date. The Dow's down 3.3% year to date. The Nasdaq's down 4.3% year to date. But we got Latin America up 2.6%. We've got the emerging markets up a couple of percentage points. Where in the world's the money going? Well, as I look at my index rankings this week, the U.S., which is set at the top now for 2 years, is nowhere to be found. It's mired in the middle of the pack. at number 33 out of 66. We have the DGS index at the top of the heap. What is DGS, for heaven's sakes? It's the Emerging Markets Small Cap Dividend Index. You ever hear of that one? Well, it's out there. WisdomTree invented it. They've got an ETF, DGS, that tracks Emerging Markets Small Cap Dividend Index. It's at the top of the heap on a relative basis right now. Number two is Australia, EWA. Number three is the Philippines. Did you know there was an ETF that tracks the Philippines? EPHE. Number four is Latin America, ILF. Latin America is up, like I said, in the green so far this year. Number five is Brazil. Weren't these the areas that I told you to avoid for the last 2 years? Well, they've done a makeover. Now, there's money coming into those areas of the market right now. Number six is Hong Kong, EWH. Look at that chart, breaking out to new all-time highs. Not all-time highs, but new highs today. Number seven is the Middle East, GAF, the Middle East and Africa. What? That's right. And number eight is Singapore, EWS, which has also got a good-looking chart right now. And then right below that, we find South Korea, EWY. We find India, INP. India had some big elections. We find Asia, AIA. And we find Malaysia, EWM. And right below that is Mexico. So you can see, as we look at the indexes around the world, the United States of America is nowhere to be found. Where's Waldo? It's mired in 33rd place out of 66. As we look at the worst indexes around the world, Japan continues to struggle mightily. Japan is not taking part in this resurgence in international stocks and emerging markets. China really isn't yet either taking place in this emergence. As we look at the U.S. microcap index, it's now all the way down to number 62 out of 66. That was an index that I owned for the better part of 2013. My, how things change. And my, how things can change rapidly. As we look at the ranking of the asset classes out there now, look at these MLPs. I just sent out a tweet on Magellan Midstream Partners, which is an MLP, a master limited partnership, a pipeline stock. I put MMP in my newsletter into the income portfolio back in October of 2011. It's now up 162%, counting the dividends, since that point in time. It now is 7 percentage points of my allocation in that portfolio. Is it time to cut it in half? Well, it's still looking really good right now. That's the leading asset class out there, pipeline stocks. Number two, preferred stocks. Preferred stocks usually are $25 a share, and they pay a dividend. They don't offer a lot of capital appreciation unless there's a lot of fear in the market and people are rushing to and preferring preferred stocks. And right now that's the case. I look at that, though, as a temporary parking place, a safe harbor. Number three, emerging market income. Yeah, bond rates are coming down all over the world right now. Greece, Brazil, Poland, their bond rates are falling. The number four asset class is emerging markets. Okay, so as it relates to stocks and equities, emerging markets, in my book, should be heavily overweighted here in 2014 versus U.S. markets. The other leading asset classes are U.S. Treasuries, which again I believe is a temporary parking place. And then we get to emerging market small cap stocks. We don't see any growth. We don't see any U.S. small cap, U.S. mid cap, U.S. microcap former leaders, no, they've dropped hard. In fact, the microcap index, like I said, is next to last right now. And many of the U.S. indexes are at or near the bottom. Not the place to be invested this year. In fact, the title of my newsletter over the weekend is Why I'm Leaving the U.S. Now, there were a lot of people that were willing to wish me a farewell and wave goodbye. They thought, maybe, what's up with Gunderson? He's leaving the U.S.? Well, I've been leaving the U.S. now for the last several weeks with the money that I have invested in the market. Because the U.S. markets have outperformed the other markets over the last couple of years by wide, wide, wide margins. And when that happens, valuations go up. And comparatively speaking to other markets, their valuations go down. On a relative basis, money's flowing downhill right now from the more expensive to the cheaper. It's not only happening within the U.S. markets internally, but it's also happening externally with money leaving the U.S. markets and chasing lower P.E. ratios and cheaper stocks and beleaguered stocks overseas. And that's what I see happening right now in these markets. How about the five-year-old bull, however, here in the United States, as measured by the S&P 500? Well, I showed that over the weekend. It's still well intact. But along the way, I showed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pretty painful moments along that five-year path. So what, every 8 months or so, we're having a 7 to 15% correction. And that's where that pain comes in. You know, I wish I could take away all the pain from investing in the markets and make it a totally painless experience. But you know what? Investing in the markets comes with pain from time to time. If you go back 5 years, 1 month from today, the market was at 666. And today it's over 1,800. Yet there's been at least seven, if not more, major, probably more like 10, major bouts of pain. So probably twice a year, something like that. And of course, eventually, this five-year-old bull market's going to come to an end. And then you got to do something totally different. That's why I'm not an index investor. So I'm not going to ride the indexes down 50%. That's what happened in 2007, 2008 to the indexes. I'm going to go wherever the action goes. And right now, the action is headed overseas for now, which isn't unusual in a economic recovery. We're now in the sixth year of an economic recovery. The early innings was pretty much throw a dart at anything. But the early innings of the economic recovery kind of favored the debt markets. We saw huge gains in junk bonds. We saw huge gains in countries that were decimated by the financial crisis in the U.S. Then as the U.S. started to get on its feet, money started flowing into the U.S. stocks once again. And then as the stimulus started coming into the market, the money went where the stimulus was felt the greatest, at the top. The high P.E., high growth, high flying stocks. They rock and roll with stimulus in their system. And then as stimulus is removed from the system and we're weaned off of stimulus, money starts flowing downhill out of high PE into low PE. And when stimulus starts to dry up in one country, like the U.S., it starts flowing to other countries. That's what I see right now. When we come back, we'll take a look at the sectors of the market. We got to get more specific here yet. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, we've covered a lot of ground here so far. We talked about the five-year, one-month-old bull that is still intact. But we also talked about the pain that comes along from time to time in the market. Seems we live in a society where all of us have very little tolerance for pain. We take something for this and something for that, and you know, just want a pain-free life. No pain, no gain without pain, however, is what my football coach used to tell me. I never saw the wisdom behind that one, but I guess I can. Yeah, you know what? Running up those bleachers does make you more athletic. But anyways, there is pain that comes along in the market, and we've just gone through one of those bouts of pain. We saw a sudden upheaval, sector rotation, out of the leading sectors of last year that were at the top of the perch for 15 months, and all of a sudden they're at the bottom of the perch. And it wasn't pretty. And it may not be over yet, but you know what? The market has moved on. I was in the process of backing out of all of that stuff when it went into spin mode. I still got caught a little bit, about a 10% catching there. And now the markets move on. There is not a pain-free ride in the market. If you want a pain-free ride, then you give up a lot of upside potential. You've got to settle for 5 or 6% returns going forward if you want the pain-free ride. And to some of you, that may be just the ticket, just the medicine, just the panacea to the pain that you can't take. Each person has to decide that for themselves. Secondly, I see the money that's flowing out of these leading areas of the market from last year flowing into other areas of the market. Hence, I don't believe that this is the end of the bull market. The bull has moved. It's moved into different areas. And a lot of it right now is leaving the United States and going into other areas in the world. We mentioned Brazil. We mentioned Singapore. We mentioned Australia, Latin America, Malaysia. Money is flowing to other areas of the market, Hong Kong. And there's lots of ways to invest. Whether you have a 401k at work or whether you have an IRA, there's plenty of ways to invest in these foreign markets. We just went through the leading indexes in the world. We find that out of 66 indexes that I track around the world, the U.S. now comes in at number 33. It's smack dab in the middle. I haven't left the U.S. completely. I still have a good chunk of my money invested here, but I have been moving a lot of money outside of U.S. borders. I went through that at length in my newsletter over the weekend. I have a mutual fund, an ETF newsletter. For those of you who don't like individual stocks or who have 401ks at work that don't allow individual stocks, I have a growth newsletter, which is individual stocks, either conservative or aggressive growth. I have my income newsletter, which is for dividend seekers, the most conservative of all. And lastly, I have my fun little trading account, which I introduced last week, which is made up of smaller companies, trade thinly, a lot of micro caps, but they show up on my radar screen here on the Best Stocks Now app. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and take a look at the newsletter and see what I'm doing right now. I think I was right on the money last year. And I think I called it pretty good this year when I put up the yellow flag on January the 3rd. Where are my flags today? Depends on what area of the world you're talking about. I have a green flag on the emerging and international markets, and I still have a red flag on the leaders from yesteryear, from last year in the market. Now, I still have money invested here in the U.S. of A., but I'm in the sectors that are doing well now. Totally different. It's a totally different bunch of sectors. I'm not a broken record anymore announcing that this week the leading sectors are biotech, pharmaceuticals, and internet. No, that was last year. This is this year. Number one sector right now, utilities. I own the Reeves Utility Income Fund. You can find all kinds of utilities breaking out right now to new highs. Number two sector, oil and gas exploration. You'll see my growth stocks, my growth accounts heavily invested in oil and gas, along with international areas. You'll also see my income accounts heavily invested in the energy sector. Then comes the REITs, and then comes infrastructure. These are the leading sectors in the market in 2014. Where did the leaders go from last year? Internet is second to last right now. We've had a complete turnover in the market. You've just witnessed it. It's probably just about over, but the markets are still stumbling around. Now, one big point going forward here. This is now earnings season. A lot of what happens here in the U.S. markets is going to depend on what happens during this current earnings season. And I'll be watching it very closely, and I'll be reporting it to you on a daily basis. So we need to watch these earnings going forward as to the health of these current sectors in the market. Markets have totally, totally rotated here, not only internally in the U.S., but externally to other areas of the world. Now, the app, beststocksnowapp.com, it's now on the PC. We're still trying to get it worked out so that PC users and mobile device users, one subscription covers it all. It's a little more complicated than I thought, but it's happening. It's being worked on. Best Stocks Now app. My website is pwstreet.com. I write a weekly newsletter. And if you're interested in talking to me about money management, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We got a nice crew here at Gunderson Capital Management. Be happy to talk to you, explain a little bit about what we do here, what we're doing now, help you decide what kind of a risk tolerance that you most fit in. You know, a lot of folks are finding out right now whether or not they're the aggressive investors that they thought they were. You know what? You give up something on the downside or the upside if you're aggressive, and if you want safety, then you give up something on the upside. That's just the trade-off. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.